friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Do you know what makes these stories like 10 times better? Yeah, sharing with a friend. So right now, I want you to think of a friend that really likes animals and maybe even red-eyed tree frogs. And share this episode and part one with them. Maybe your parents can text their parents this episode and you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready to see what happens with Carl? Is he gonna escape Cassie? Me too, let's go! As Carl was zooming through the branches, Cassie was right behind, but it was really hard for her to catch him because every time he jumped, it's like he couldn't jump in a straight line. He just kept darting from left to right to left to right in a zigzag pattern.
Hey, little guys, just slow down a bit. I just want to tag you and bring you home for, we can go share some dinner together,
said Cassie. Oh yeah, remember, one of Carl's legs is a little shorter than the other, and so when he's jumping around, he jumps a little sporadically, and it's really, really hard for Cassie to keep up with all that changing movement. All that wild jumping finally caught up to Carl, and he slipped off the tree.
Whoa!
Carl was now falling a really long way. You see, they were up in the tree, probably 100 feet tall. And now he's on his way with an express ticket to the ground.
Oh, dear. I don't want to go splat. I can shoot my tongue out. Splat.
Whoa, look at that. Carl launched his tongue out of his mouth and grabbed onto a tree. Oh, yes, that's right. So tree frogs, they have sticky fingers and toes, right? Yeah, and they also have a tongue that they can launch out and catch their food. But I guess in an emergency situation like this, Carl can use it as like a rope to launch out to the tree and catch himself before he falls all the way to the ground.
Whoa, okay. Now I need to find a spot to hide. How do I hide my bright green body? I need to find a leaf.
Carl found a leaf, and you see there's a lot of bright colors on his body. He's got green, yellow, blue, orange. How in the world is he going to find something to camouflage into? As he curled down on a leaf, he pulled in his arms and legs, and whoa! Look at that! He's able to hide all the colors on his body except for the green. When he pulls in his legs, the blue and the yellow goes away. And then he tucks his orange toes under his body. Wow! He's almost invisible! Here comes Cassie. I hope she doesn't see him.
All right, little froggy. I know you jumped down here, but where did you go?
So Cassie is, remember, a cat-eyed snake. And something interesting about cat-eyed snakes is their eyes are really, really big. And one of the reasons why is to help them see at nighttime. So she's got really good eye vision, even though it's very dark at night. And as she's creeping around, she's not only got her eyesight, but remember, she's got her tongue as well.
I know that you're around here, so I can taste you. Just come on out and play with me.
Cassie is trying to trick Carl. He shouldn't listen to her. As Cassie was slithering around, pretty soon she was headed the wrong direction, and Carl took advantage of that moment.
All right, I think I could do this.
And all of a sudden, boing, he bounced off the leaf and started running up the tree again. He had to get back up to the top of the tree. But Cassie was on to a scent trail. She was close behind. Boing, 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 boing. As Carl bounced his way up the tree, he could see that secret tree hollow up ahead.
Oh, boy, that's exactly where I need to be. I'm almost there. And then I can pop in those new contact lenses and... then I'll be good as new.
Remember, all of those contact lenses were hidden in a secret tree hollow. Do you know what a tree hollow is? It just means like a hollow part of a tree trunk. Like if you're looking at a tree trunk and there's a hole, and then you look inside the hole and it's hollow inside of that tree, that's a tree hollow. And that is where they were hiding all those bright red contact lenses. As Carl jumped inside and crawled in the tree hollow, he got there before Cassie caught him.
All right, now, oh boy, here's one for my right eye, and here's one for my left eye.
And just then, not a second later, Cassie's face popped up into the tree hollow.
Oh, well, I found you in here, and holy red laser eyes!
Cassie took one look at that now red-eyed tree frog Carl and realized that she was very afraid. She knew that legend of the red eyes shooting out red lasers that turn you and burn you and... But remember, it was all kind of a trick. Sometimes legends are real and sometimes legends are not. And this one, I don't think Carl is going to be shooting out any lasers, but... It is a very clever trick to keep him safe.
Oh boy, it's so good to be back to normal when people are afraid of my laser shooting eyes. Oh, so silly, but it's time to go get some breakfast. Let's go.
As Carl hopped out of the tree hollow, he was very happy to have his bright red eyes again. Those would definitely keep him safe. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end. Did you know that animals do that a lot? Sometimes there's legends about an animal that aren't true. Animals will have certain colors that are there to scare other predators away, but it's just a color. Like some animals show a color to mean that they really are dangerous, like poisonous or venomous or just not good to eat for a predator. But other animals, they latch on to all that fear about the color red, for example. And it turns out to be just a trick. Well, that is pretty silly, but I hope you have a super duper day and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!